And welcome to New Year's Day on Joe's Daily U.S. History Lesson. 1863. The Emancipation Proclamation goes into effect. After 3 years of a bloody civil war, President Abraham Lincoln declared that all persons held as slaves are, and henceforward, shall be free. This proclamation exempted border slave states that were loyal to the Union and the three Confederate states that were under Union control at that time. This changed the nature of the Civil War, folks, for it was all about states succeeding the nation. I can hear some people right now saying, no, it was about economics over agriculture versus industrialism. Look, whatever you want to call it, the Union fighting the Civil War proved to the entire world that it was about freedom. After all, Lincoln personally felt slavery was morally reprehensible. This would be about real freedom of all men. Now, the liberated were the liberators, as nearly 200,000 former slaves joined the Union Army to fight their former captors. In 1865, the 13th Amendment to the Constitution would officially end slavery in America, even though Tom Morello from Rage Against the Machine would argue that we're still slaves in the workforce and capitalism in general. Right. Stick to playing guitar, Tom. Try not to think too hard. 1896. Alfred Eli Beach passes away from Springfield, Mass. He's probably best known for designing New York City's earliest subway prototype called the Beach Pneumatic Transit. He also patented a typewriter for the blind. And no, he did not do the braille dots for drive-up ATM machines. Entertainment news. 1958. San Quentin inmate Merle Haggard hears Johnny Cash play. Like a lot of folks from Oklahoma and Texas, Merle's family moved to California during the Great Depression to try and find a way to earn a living. When Merle was a child, his father died of a brain hemorrhage, which deeply affected Merle. He learned how to play guitar at the age of 12, but started getting into trouble because his mom was away at work trying to support the family. She tried to send him to a juvenile detention center to whip him into shape one weekend, but it only made him worse. He made several trips to jail during his teenage years and was able to escape a few of them. When his buddy Carol Chessman, whom they nicknamed Rabbit, was sent to death row, Merle decided to turn his life around. And on January 1st, Johnny Cash came to San Quentin to play a concert. As Merle would say, Cash had the right attitude. He chewed gum, looked arrogant, and flipped the bird to the guards. He did everything the prisoners wanted him to do. He was a mean mother from the South who was there because he loved us. When he walked away, everyone in that place had become a Johnny Cash fan. Country legend Merle Haggard credited Cash with giving him the inspiration to begin a career after prison that, by the way, includes 8 number one hits on the country charts. In bowl game news, 1988, Miami beats Oklahoma for the college football championship. Jimmy Johnson's second-ranked and undefeated Miami beats Barry Switzer's number-one-ranked and undefeated Sooners. 5 years before that, in 83, Penn State beats Georgia for the college football championship. Georgia, with her Heisman Trophy winner Herschel Walker, had been the only undefeated team in the NCAA. And speaking of Herschel Walker, 1981, Georgia beats Notre Dame for the college football championship. Georgia completed only one pass for 7 yards, outgained Notre Dame 328-127 as Herschel Walker gained 150 yards on the ground. And in 1902, the first Rose Bowl game is played. Michigan beats Stanford 49-0. And that's it for New Year's Day on Joe's Daily U.S. History Lesson. Thanks for listening.